K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, on this Monday night edition. Well, actually, recording on a Monday night. The episode should be already out, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, Google. You know, Odyssey, you know what the deal is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We are closing in on the 2025 fall sports season for K-State. Where that's football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's women's basketball coming up later, and so much more. Again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This will come out tomorrow night. And I mentioned this in tonight's episode a little bit. And we're going to go in a little bit more detail here right now. Obviously, staying on the basketball front, men's basketball, CJ Jones coming back to Kansas State there after previously he put his name in a transfer portal. And look, I disagree with one of the K-State media people, and I'm not gonna call him out right now. But look, man. these are college kids out here trying to make decisions out here. And we're in this NIL transfer portal deal here, where if athletes, women or men, depending on the sport, don't like the decision nowadays, they out. We out of here, right? So again, but CJ Jones coming off the bench last year. Of course, it's gonna do this. I knew it was gonna do that. Let me see. Oh, yes. So, CJ Jones, this actually came last week, made the announcement there recently, put his name in transfer portal, but took it right back out. And I mentioned it on this is going to be up tomorrow night, so I mentioned this on yesterday's episode, right? CJ Jones, this is huge. Now, I thought, wait a minute. Somebody said this is 4 K-State players that are coming back from last year's team. I thought it was 3. But anyways, here, a little bit of information here on 3. CJ Jones entered the transfer portal all the way back. So we're coming in the end of July, right? Entered the portal April 22nd. And he was taking a few schools, obviously taking a few looks at some schools. Reportedly, DePaul was in the mix, but took his name right back out. He transferred last year to K-State from University of Illinois Chicago, and he averaged just under 6 points a game last year for K-State, under 2 assists a game, while playing just a shade around 19 minutes per game. CJ Jones' season high in points came against Mississippi Valley State with 12 points, and then again, he did that again with UCF there again. His best game came against West Virginia, 10 points, 6 assists, in 28 minutes in that K-State win over West Virginia there as well. 9 starts last year for Jerome Tang's team, 33 games, 9 starts. Reached 20 minutes 16 times. And then, of course, obviously, we keep talking about the roster turnover, another roster turnover. This is what it is. Well, it's unfortunate because you ain't building no Karamani, or that is not how you say that word. you're not building familiarity. There we go. With your teammates, you're getting shipping out new teammates, and it doesn't also help either that you're not making an NCAA tournament either. So you got that going on there as well. And we haven't said much. I haven't said much about Tyreek Smith. Apparently, K-State's waiting for a waiver clearance or whatever from Tyreek Smith. So apparently, I don't know what's going on there in that situation, but I do know CJ Jones is coming back to K-State. That's what we do know. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, recording this on Monday night, while the Monday night episode should be already posted up. So we've had a couple of basketball, and we'll get back to football momentarily as this week moves on, as we're getting that much closer. This is the last full week in the month of July before we, and there's, of course, a couple more days of July next week, and then of course August. Crazy, man, crazy. It's gonna be, we're gonna be sitting talking to Iowa State for too long. K-State football's first opponent, Dublin, Ireland, the Farmageddon Ireland edition, coming August 23rd on ESPN. So there's that. Sia Jones, obviously the newcomers, including Andre Kostic, the talented Serbian. You have Adabi Bashir. I gotta get you saying that. From Monmouth, Nate Johnson, and of course the talented, speaking of Memphis, you got the talented PJ Haggerty. It's going to be probably one of your best players on that team. This year's team, and I really like a Kostic as well there. But speaking from experience anyway, not me. Looking at experience anyways, PJ Haggerty, K-State needed somebody. Now, obviously, me and Alex talked about this way back on the Podbean app. A month and a half ago in that rain somewhere. That we have yet to see how it's all going to shake out. We haven't even seen a first score from this team. So it's going to be interfascinating to see what is going to happen when we approach men's basketball season. Obviously, I can say the same thing for the women as well with the new pieces they have, replacing a talented group of young ladies on the Jeff Mitty side of things. Jerome Tang, you're getting, again, in my opinion, you're getting from CJ Jones, a guy who's been in the system. So this is going to help some of those guys, like a Kostic, a Haggerty, a Nate Johnson, a Bashir, those guys like that. So this is, at least for this podcast anyways, I think it's huge for this team to get this guy. Now, obviously, yeah, he's a bit role player and all that, but these role players can play huge. oh man, I gotta get this out of here. Let me see. yeah. Try to get the fly out of here. Not good. on a live recorded podcast. Getting a little bit too crazy here just after 7 Central Time. But yeah, I think it's gonna be. C.A. Jones, again, this team is going to make any improvements or need to make improvements. He's going to have to be a factor in that. And obviously, all that playing time, playing in the 33 games and coming up big, that's going to be huge there. We're going to take a quick timeout here in the podcast here. We'll wrap it up after this. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. I told you, getting the fly out of here. And it successfully worked. So apologies for the rambunctiousness here on this edition of this podcast. Eddie Gritter III here. CJ Jones returning to K-State after being a part of the transfer portal and not finding much there as well. So you have that going on there. Looks like Jones. Yeah, this is the 14th player. Even though CJ Jones was on this team last year. And again, I don't know what's going on completely with Tyreek Smith. So, I'm going to have to do some research on that. Obviously, I've heard that from the 3-Mile Pod, heard that from the K-State Online podcast. So, I have to get more information on that because apparently Tyreek Smith is pretty good from right here. I see everybody from the transfer portal that came to K-State is pretty good. I ain't seen it yet. And we're talking like, again, this team needs to make the tournament because they missed it 2 years in a row. And look, getting a piece like a CJ Jones is huge. I don't care what anybody says there as well. Y'all can say it's a bad play, whatnot. And look, hey, you know, that's huge. So, and I mentioned it on last night's podcast that, you know, Dave can see how this struggles a little bit. Taj Manning hasn't got that. I mean, he's been playing, but not that much. So again, you're getting that experience. Yeah, David Castillo will have that experience coming in this year. Again, he's having improvement from a Castillo, from a Taj Manning. Taj Manning needs to see the floor more. And now you get CJ Jones. To me, again, I'm going to have to go back through this roster and see who that fourth player is. Somebody's, yeah, Casey Online guy said it's fourth player. I don't count three. for what that is, from what that's like. But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of the big news. CJ Jones back with Jerome Tang in the K-State Wildcats for his final collegiate basketball year, which in hopes, in search of getting to the NCAA tournament after a 2-year hiatus. That should be the goal. That's obviously what I'm talking about. That should be the goal every year. K-State, they missed it 2 years in a row since the lightning in the bottle when Jerome Tang landed on campus in Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll find out. We'll see. But I think, in my opinion, I think the CJ Jones, getting him back, that's huge. That's huge for this team. They need, not that all these players have experience already, because you're getting talented scorers like a Bashir, a Kostas, something like that. But again, CJ Jones, who's been in the system and knows Jerome Tang, that's big, no matter how you look at it. But now it's got to translate to winning basketball games. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content again. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. I will be on, let's see, if Alex is able to join me, he will. But from here on out, for the rest of 2025 season, there will be coverage on Podbean app, Greer 3. I know I said that once before, and I backed off. But anyways, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there on that channel. You will get an episode over there, whether that's one or two of us over there. So make sure you're tapping in that. And me and Oscar did record a couple weeks ago over there, so make sure you check out the latest in previous episodes of bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow big-time K-State fan about the Pro Project Podcast. We definitely appreciate your support each and every day. This Everyday K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, sitting in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.